This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal epidural injections and infections, and finally, a story about exercise and the brain. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 512, recorded June 19th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In the results of a recently published study, researchers reported findings that demonstrated a link between the receipt of spinal epidural steroid injections and an increased risk of infection. The study included a 58-year-old male patient who received a spinal epidural injection for the management of low back pain due to an L5-S1 disc herniation and a cervical thoracolumbosacral spinal subdural abscess about a month after the treatment. The rare abscess was not evident after an initial MRI, but became evident 5 days later after additional imaging was taken. To the researcher's knowledge, this was only the second spinal subdural abscess following an epidural steroid injection, and only the third report of a spinal subdural abscess following any kind of epidural injection. The patient was successfully treated for the infection with surgical management and antibiotic treatments. The researchers analyzed former patients with spinal subdural abscess and find a history of disc herniations or other spinal abnormalities may also increase patients' risk of developing a spinal subdural abscess. According to the researchers, patients undergoing spinal epidural injections with previous disc herniation or spinal abnormalities should be made aware of their increased risk of developing a spinal subdural abscess after undergoing a spinal injection for low back pain. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Cardiorespiratory fitness may positively impact the structure of white matter in the brains of older adults. These results suggest that exercise could be prescribed to lessen age-related declines in brain structure. The findings, which appear online in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology, are the first to show a relationship between fitness and brain structure in older adults, but not younger adults. The researchers found cardiorespiratory fitness was positively linked to the structural integrity of white matter fiber bundles in the brain in the older adults, while no such association was observed in younger adults. According to the researchers, these results provide evidence of a positive association between fitness and brain structure, again, in older adults. The authors stated, quote, "We hope this study provides additional motivation for older adults to increase their levels of physical activity, which positively impacts health, mood, cognition, and the brain," end quote. They caution that additional research is needed to track changes in fitness and brain structure over time, as well as clarify the impact of specific exercise programs, such as strength, aerobic, or combined training, or a dose of exercise, including frequency, intensity, and duration, on white matter microstructure. As always, discuss all exercise-related questions with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Live daringly, boldly, and fearlessly. Taste the relish to be found in competition in having put forth the best within you. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.